This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An apparent Israeli strike in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, has killed apparently the number two political leader in Hamas, marking a potential significant escalation of Israel's war against the militant group and heightening the risk of a wider Middle East conflict. Saleh Arouri was the most senior figure in the group killed since the Israel-Hamas war began nearly 3 months ago. His killing risked provoking major retaliation from Lebanon's powerful Hezbollah militia. Hezbollah and the Israeli military have been exchanging fire almost daily over the Israeli-Lebanese border since Israel's military campaign in Gaza began. So far, the Lebanese group has appeared reluctant to dramatically escalate the fighting. A series of powerful earthquakes has hit western Japan, leaving at least 62 people dead now. Rescue efforts continued Wednesday to get out those trapped beneath collapsed buildings. Officials are warning people in some areas to stay away from their homes because of a risk of more strong quakes. Aftershocks continue to shake in Ishikawa Prefecture and nearby areas 2 days after a magnitude 7.6 trembler slammed the area on Monday. Japan is frequently hit by earthquakes because of its location along the Ring of Fire, an arc of volcanoes and fault lines in the Pacific Basin. A large passenger plane and a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft collided on the runway of Tokyo's Haneda Airport and burst into flames. Officials say 5 people aboard the Coast Guard plane were killed. All 379 people on the Japan Airlines flight got out safely. The head of the Transport Civil Aviation Bureau says a collision occurred